been hearing about the moves on the protocol between Dublin and London throughout the programme. So what will the DUP make of it all? They've been insisting they won't return to power sharing at Stormont until the protocol is changed. And we should learn more from party leader Geoffrey Donaldson at their party conference this weekend. And for more on all of that, joining us is political commentator and former Ulster Unionist Director of Communications, Alex Kane. Good morning to you, Alex Kane.
Good morning, Anya.
The DUP have apparently been unimpressed so far. What are the chances of a surprise move, do you think, from Geoffrey Donaldson in his speech to his party conference this weekend?
I don't think there'll be any surprises because, as it stands, if there isn't a deal by October the 28th, then the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland is under some sort of obligation, although it can be, he can get out of it if he needs to, under some sort of obligation to call an election, another assembly election. So the DUP, Geoffrey will be concerned because he doesn't want to show any flexibility. He doesn't want to give any hostages to fortune because in May's election, he came under an awful lot of pressure from Jim Allister's much more hardline TUV. They lost 30,000 votes. So Geoffrey will need to handle this very carefully, but deep down he knows that it in one sense this is the nightmare scenario for the Democratic Unionist Party. It's if you have the Irish and the British governments on the same page and who can go to the EU and say, we are on the same page, we can now do a deal. That is a nightmare for the DUP because either he has to go for flexibility or he has to say no and risk the assembly just coming down full stop. It's going to be a very cautiously phrased, very cautiously delivered speech tomorrow.
The other issue, of course, is that new Prime Minister Liz Truss has made it clear she does want to see the DUP back at Stormont. If she does a deal, for instance, that the DUP doesn't like, the question would then be, will their friends in the ERG help them to reject any deal on the protocol, or will they be betrayed again by number 10?
I suspect they will be betrayed again. I think it's worth bearing in mind that just a few weeks ago, the Democratic Unionist Party was cock-a-hoop. They had Liz Truss in number 10, they had James Cleverly in the Foreign Office, and he was the main point man on the EU negotiations. They had Heaton Harris as Secretary of State. They had Steve Baker as Minister of State. These were four big players connected to the ERG, taken with supposedly cement hard Brexiteers, and the DUP thought this is great, we have all these people in place. We have now seen Cleverly, Truss and the two people in the NIO begin to become terribly flexible, to begin to say, well, you know, we really do want to prioritise better relationships, we really do want to look more closely at North-South as well as East-West. And as I say, Anya, that's the nightmare for the DUP, because if the British and Irish and the EU can find some landing ground for all of this, my gut instinct, no matter what the DUP may threaten, either tomorrow or leave it for 2 or 3 weeks or until maybe Christmas when the deal is finally done, I cannot imagine that the British government would allow all of that to unravel just to save the face of the DUP.
And the other issue, of course, on the calendar is the Good Friday anniversary, the 25th anniversary next spring. There's talk potentially of a Joe Biden visit and a big diplomatic win, whether Liz Truss is still Prime Minister or not at the time. There will be a lot of pressure, aren't there, on the parties in the North to show progress by then.
Oh, well, I think there will be, because if you go back to the 20th anniversary, well, there's a huge hoop, and they still have, of course, David Trimble and Seamus Mal and some of the other key players there. The Assembly wasn't meeting. If you move it forward 6 months to April the 23 and the Assembly still not meeting, Anya, then everyone, even those who have taken the most benign view of how long it would take the agreement and everything to settle down, would begin to have to ask themselves that existential question. After all these years and serial standoffs and breakdowns, and now yet another case, this Assembly has only met two out of the past 5 years or something. Can this agreement actually survive? Can this Assembly actually work? They do not want to get there. They would all prefer, and that includes the EU and the Irish government and the Americans, they would all prefer, no matter what fudge is required, no matter what sort of nonsense they have to come up with, they really do want to make it look as though the show is on the road on the 10th of April 2023, because they really do not want to go through this whole thing about what are we doing now? Is it another breakdown? Who's going to want what? They really have to show signs that there's something happening and that it's signs of progress.
Look forward to hearing your take on what Geoffrey Donaldson has to say. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland political commentator Alex Kane.